Thank you, Worship Leader. I grew up in a culture that paraphrases some of their sentences. They inject what we call proverbs. And then sometimes those proverbs turn into idioms. To give the difference, you could say proverbs are wise saying that when you hear it, is very relevant to the issue at hand. It allows you to pause and say, But idioms are sometimes, or most of the time, are expressions made that has no relevance to what is happening. But when you really pay attention, it gives you an insight. I will encourage all of you to go look it up so that you can really get the meaning. So when we hear the expression, the early bird gets the worm. It's an idiom because I don't think a bird who just sits there because, oh, the day has done, then the worms just come and he gets it. But what does it mean? It means being first in line or starting early can lead to success. That's what they are literally telling you. It encourages each and every one of us to be proactive and take advantage of opportunities. Which means they tell you, don't be a sluggard. Though these proverbs or idioms are very important, especially what we're talking tonight, it's very important, it's an important concept to follow. However, if you put it in the context of the divine presence of God, you will find that there's something missing. And this expression, the early bird gets the worm, it may also reflect competition and limited resources. Because they say, well, look, if you don't get there early enough, you won't get it. By the time you get there, it's all gone. First come, first serve. Isn't that what they say? First in, first out. So when you look at it from the spiritual angle and from the relevance to God, it does not apply to God and his ways. Why? Because you can find God at any time, in any circumstances, once you make up your mind to seek and know him. Otherwise, that means if you don't find God in the morning, then you are toasted. Then your abundance and all of that is gone. You forget it. Then we'll all be like, is it Black Friday where people will go early and queue up? And I've always wondered why they do that. The infinite abundance of God knows no time, place, or space. Most of us, we are beginning to realize that now. There is no lack when it comes to God. When God chooses to bless you, it will happen whether it is in the morning or night time. Whether you are having challenges or not, if when God chooses to bless you, God blesses you. Actually, sometimes the challenges we face is a roadmap, is the door that leads to the opportunity that leads to the blessing. But when we're going through it, we don't see it. We can imagine those who went through that horrible experience in California under that fire. And may God bless them. May the insurance work with them. May things, good things happen for them. Or those who went through flooding and all of that. Sometimes when that happens, it gives them opportunity to build a new home, isn't it? To have a new design. Maybe they didn't like where their bathroom is. Now they can change it. It allows them to get new clothings that are now the latest instead of outdated from the 80s and 70s. Now they might be able to buy an electric car instead of a gas, you know. But when it's happening, it's a terrible thing to witness. So once we know that the infinite abundance of God knows no time, place, or space, then it makes the early bird gets the worm irrelevant. But in some cases, we should still apply that. But when it comes to God, we should always know God is there for us. The omnipresent power of God is there to sweeten our life no matter what. So whatever it is we are going through, we should never be discouraged. And we should not be distracted or seduced from our goal to find, love, and be with God. Because all that is required, all it takes is to make up your mind, my mind, and we surely be on the way to knowing God and to knowing ourselves. So please don't use the excuse, well, I couldn't get up in the morning to meditate. Well, meditate in the afternoon. Talk to God anywhere you are. Well, you know, I like things to be quiet and, you know, then talk to God. You don't need things to be quiet to talk to God. And if you really want it to be quiet, then go into the bathroom, close the door. Nobody's going to, you know, at least you will have some quiet there. Now, which brings me to the story. But before I get to that story, since we're going towards Lent, today is Ash Wednesday. So remember, if you cannot fast or do something, so don't say, well, this Lent season, then, you know, since I can't fast, then read some scriptures. Do something. You don't have to do the whole thing. You just have to do the part that you can, but that allows you to give yourself to God. Because in Proverbs 8, verse 17, it said, "Those that seek me early shall find me. I love them that love me." And when God said, "Those that seek me early," it doesn't mean morning time. You know that the moment it comes to your mind, the moment when your moment has come, then go for it. Because the early bird catches the worm is nature's observation of provision received, because the action was carried out before the usual expected time. So don't let that discourage you that you didn't, you know. Then I will say, strike while the iron is hot. Isn't that what they say? When that thing comes in you, go for it. It doesn't matter if it's for 5 minutes. God will be pleased with you. And you will be pleased with yourself. And the whole universe will be pleased because you've contributed to the peace and harmony and love that God wanted of us. You are now using your co-creative power. You are proactive. Now, here comes the story. There was a poor woman who had firm belief in God. It didn't matter what that money. She had it, and all of us need to have that. At one particular time, the poor woman and her family didn't get any food for several days. So she decided to send a message to God through the radio asking for help. Now, in the same city, there's a rich man who doesn't believe in God. So the rich man heard on that radio broadcast, you could even say it's a podcast, whatever it is, that is, heard that and thought of doing something which will shake that woman's faith in God. Remember, he says he's an atheist, right? And he's going to prove to that woman. And what did he do? So he called his personal assistant and asked him, go out there and buy a lot of food and get it. Make sure they deliver it. Whether you use Grubhub or whatever, make sure they deliver it to that poor man's house. And tell her that it was not God that sent her the food, but the devil. So the PA, the personal assistant, did as he was told. He bought food that is enough for months and took it to the woman's house. When the poor woman opened the door, say, yeah, here comes the, gave it to the woman. So the woman take the food and start moving it inside her house. Yeah, the personal assistant was watching this and waiting for the poor woman to ask, oh, who sent me this? Who did this? But to his surprise, even after a while, she didn't ask. Now he couldn't contain himself. So he asked, are you not going to ask me who sent you this food? Then the poor man replied, I know. Why should I ask you? It was sent to me by God. After all, who is it that I ask? You know, it was sent to me by God. So what do you need for me to ask you? I already know who sent it. Oh, now the personal assistant has the opportunity now to relay the message of his boss. No, it was not sent to you by God, but it is sent to you by devil himself. Are we getting this story? Then the poor woman didn't respond, kept on, you know, putting the food away. The secretary asked, the personal assistant asked again, are you not surprised after knowing that it was sent by the devil? The poor woman smiled and replied, what is surprising about that? When God gives order, even the devil has to follow that order. That is faith. It didn't matter whether it's money, God comes to you or not. Just do your part. Once you do it, you open yourself for abundance. And it doesn't matter how you come. Even if the devil is saying, you shouldn't be praying to God. You know what you want. You know who you are anchored to. You even welcome the devil and say, why don't you sit down and meditate with me? And then you know who is in charge. May we always know that God is with us at all times. And may we always act in harmony with that. Amen.
Amen.